And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme in the second hour is Luck, Pluck, and Donate a Buck. Each of my guests is talking about their expertise in one of these three areas. My first guest looked at charitable donors who donate more than money towards the causes. He examined the six practices of donors who changed the world and drew some conclusions about philanthropy in the United States. My second guest is an innovator, an instigator, an evangelist, a serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and a very visible spokesperson for technology and how it can improve our lives. We discussed how to wield the most influence in the digital age by enchanting customers from his book, Enchantment. My next guest knows that we could all use a little luck sometimes. She's identified seven proven ways to get your lucky on, and we'll discuss those from her book, Create Your Own Luck. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question of my guest, Susan Hyatt, you can call us at 639-0008. Susan Hyatt is a life coach, a master luck creator, and author of the book, Create Your Own Luck, Seven Steps Towards Getting Your Lucky On. Susan believes you create your own lucky charms regardless of your current situation. She also believes there is no magic wand, that there is a proven and simple formula that helps you to make your own genie. And we'll delve into her seven steps as we take a look at how one can change one's luck. Welcome to the show, Susan. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and we could all use a little bit of luck. Like I said in the intro, you are a self-proclaimed master luck creator. So tell me, what is a luck creator?
Well, I'm a life coach. So what I do for a living is help people create what they want in the world. So, you know, regardless of what's happening, what circumstances are happening, the economy, their childhood, current situations, whether it's their business or their body or the relationships that they want, I'm really dedicated to helping people figure out what it is they really want, which is oftentimes different than what they say they want, and then how to create that in the world in a way that makes sense to their values.
All right. Now, that sounds like a very ambitious but very attainable goal. I want to get back, though, to this whole thing about luck and ask you the fundamental question. Is there really such a thing as luck? I mean, it was Samuel Goldwyn who said, the harder I work, the luckier I get. So is there really such a thing as luck?
No. I really don't believe in luck. And I believe with Mr. Samuel Goldwyn because, you know, I don't necessarily think work has to be hard, but I do think the more you put out into the world what you want through your own effort and intention, it will come back to you. So I don't really believe in random luck, and if there is such a thing as random luck, you know, my lottery numbers come up. That's maybe 2% of what happens to a human being in their life. So I believe everything else is created.
Everything else you have to work for. Rats. I mean, you disappointed a lot of listeners. They turned the radio off right when you said there was no luck. But
well, the good news is that you get to be the one that creates it.
Exactly.
So, like, the more you stir things up and mix things up in the world with your good energy, the more lucky things tend to happen.
All right. Well, so just so that I make it more concrete for my listeners who are out there, give us some examples or a couple of examples of people for whom you've helped them to stir it up and how it's changed their luck.
Sure. Okay. My favorite, I have so many examples in my family, but I'll give you a client example that's one of my favorites. I have or had a client who was, by all accounts, I mean, this guy was very accomplished, is very accomplished. From the outside looking in, had everything going for him, but he was pretty, he was not thrilled with the way his life was going. And he came to me basically saying, I'm a pretty unlucky guy. I have nothing that I'm passionate about. I feel like I have a black cloud hanging over my head. And I was his last resort. Let's just say that, Brian. He was coming to me with a pretty jaded perspective of what I could even help him do. And through some really simple exercises that are in the book, one of them is called the Happy Basket, which sounds like a really sort of ridiculous Pollyanna exercise. But I promise, it's very simple and it works.
All right. How does it go?
Okay, here's how it goes. So he was saying, there's nothing I'm passionate about. I have no real interest. I'm just going through the motions. So what I had him do was take a basket. So it could be a laundry basket or, you know, something that is a good-sized container that can hold things. And for about 2 weeks, I had him put things in the basket that tugged at him in some way. So if they made him smile or laugh or seemed, you know, of great interest to him, it goes in the basket. So obviously his daughter couldn't fit in the basket. So he would write, you know, I have clients write on post-it notes or, you know, little index cards if it's a memory or something that's not tangible that'll fit. And when he came to the next coaching session, he was very much like, yeah, I did it, but he really couldn't see through the collection of what he had put in his basket that it mattered. And he was like, there's just a bunch of crap in this basket. And so what I helped him do and help clients do is, you know, go through the results of the basket, and there was a theme that presented itself to me that he was overlooking. He was a guy who was restoring an old brownstone, and he was making it very eco-friendly. So there were lots of things in the basket like recycled glass and articles on green living and, you know, information about how-to for the house. And so I just suggested to him, you know, hey, I really see a theme here of you being pretty interested and passionate about your green living lifestyle. He's like, well, yeah, so? Like, okay, well, that's something. You know, let's focus on the things that are filling you up, because he was in a career he didn't really like, was bored with. And I'm not kidding, just helping him turn towards what filled him up that he really had never considered that could be anything other than a little hobby. He now is manufacturing wind turbine blades.
Wow.
So he's taking, and he has several power companies backing him and private investors. So all it took was kind of taking the blinders off and turning towards something. He was telling himself a lie, I'm not passionate about anything, and turning towards something that was of great interest, and then asking the questions, okay, so how could this become bigger in my life? How could I turn this into something? And I had to laugh because 8 weeks later, he sent me a business plan that, I'm not kidding, Brian, I had no idea what it meant, but I knew it was good. I called him and I said, this is way over my head, because he's an engineer, and I'm a right-brainer for sure. And I said, but it looks like you've put a lot of passion and time into this. Run with it. And what happened, what lined up for him pretty quickly was a result, was someone from the outside looking in. Hey, he's really lucky. How did he get those private investors, and how did he get, you know, power companies to back him up? Well, because he was fueled by passion and interest and a completely different mindset than he came in with.
And sometimes all it takes is an outside perspective to bring that to your attention. We're talking to Susan Hyatt, everybody. Create your own luck. 7 steps to get your lucky on here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And Susan, in your book, you talk about there's some prerequisites in order to become lucky. Be aware of what you're thinking. Have passion. You talked about the passion with your last story. Be willing to work hard. Have energy and vision. Talk to me about these prerequisites. Why are they important before you can really get your luck on?
Well, I think it's super important for people to really assess where they are. And, of course, I believe everybody has the capacity to be lucky, or I wouldn't have written a book about how to do it. But there is very much an assessment level that I want to take people through in the book so that they can say, oh, gee, wow, you know, All this time I've been trying to put the responsibility on other people or for fate to just line things up for me. And so I asked some pretty pointed questions about, in the book, about how willing are you to work, and, you know, are you someone who thinks you have a lot of energy or not? And I think that in order to create what you want in the world, you have to really stop and see, you know, am I just going through the motions here in my life, or you know, are there some things I can do here? So that's what I mean by prerequisites. It's not an instance of some people have it and some people don't. It's more, you know, where am I with all of this stuff? How is my energy? Am I passionate about anything? And if not, if those are some leaks, so to speak, that are happening, there's exercises in each chapter to help people repair that for themselves.
All right, we're talking to Susan Hyatt. And Susan, one of those prerequisites, things that you have to self-assess about, I found very interesting. It was the last one. Be willing to stand alone and paint outside of the lines. Now, that is not easy for some people, and I would imagine it's probably particularly hard for women. So talk to me about why that is important, and since most of us are not trained or predestined to that, how do we become more free to paint outside of the lines?
Well, that's such a good question, because I think that we're really raised to not be leaders and to be followers. And we could spend a whole hour talking about our education system, but we don't have that time.
No.
So, we're just not raised to think for ourselves. We're raised really to look to authority figures, from our parents to our teachers to our bosses, corporations, society as a whole, to tell us what's okay and what to do. And so you're right. Most people, it's terrifying for most people to say, you know what, I know this is what everybody else does. I know everybody else goes to college and gets a graduate degree, and then they, you know, work for a company and they climb the rungs of the social ladder. But maybe I'm going to go over here and start my own company, or maybe I'm going to homeschool, or maybe I'm going to do something that's a little different. People go into thoughts about what will everybody think. Will I still have any friends? Will I lose all my money? So there's a big fight or flight thing that happens in the body and in the mind that it's just great to be aware of, so that if you do decide to do something different, you're equipped with tools to help you stand outside the lines and say, okay, the earth hasn't swallowed me whole yet. It's all right. I'm doing okay.
Good. We're talking to Susan Hyatt, the author of the book, Create Your Own Luck. Susan, now let's put some picks and shovels into the hands of my listeners so they can get to work. What steps do we need to create more luck in our lives?
Okay. The first step is the assessment step that I was talking about. So the first thing I would encourage your listeners to do is to just get out a pen and paper and make a list. What's working? What's not working? And then when you take a look at what's not working, I always like to have people start with the area of their life that they perceive is not working, that's the most bothersome for them. So that's A, number one. There has to be what I call being a scientist of your life happening, where you're observing what's going on in your life, but without judgment. So a lot of times in the assessment phase, folks can take a look at things and then get really down on themselves or down on their lives about what's going on. That's not what this is about. This is more being like a scientist and observing and saying, you know, I really would love to have a deeper connection with my spouse, or, you know, there's all kinds of yelling with my kids. I would really like to have a more peaceful parenting relationship, or I've been showing up at this job for 15 years and it is sucking the life out of me. I really would love to figure something else out to do. So instead of what I see a lot of people doing, wanting to overhaul their entire lives in one step, it has to be broken down into turtle steps. And the first part of that is assessing which area you're going to work on first and being very intentional about that. So that's
all right.
The first step.
Okay. Step two?
Step two would be, this is the foundation of really everything that I do. Listeners, really, I would encourage them to also, while they're being the scientist, to pay attention to what they're telling themselves. So every lucky person, quote unquote, that I have ever encountered, the thing, they're all very different backgrounds, different interests. The thing that they have in common is a positive mindset. So what I would, a really easy way that I get clients to start changing their mindset is to eavesdrop on themselves. So by that, I mean every hour on the hour, eavesdrop on yourself. Pay attention to what you're telling yourself. And I remember when several years ago when I first learned that I was not my thoughts and that I didn't have to believe them, I was like, hello, I have just won the lottery. And I've solved my exhaustion problem. So for me, it was liberating to know that the mind chatter that happens is optional and that I can change that with intention. So I would definitely say a huge step for people that will absolutely change their lives is to pay attention to what they're thinking. Now, the second part of that is a lot of times folks will become overwhelmed by what they notice that they're telling themselves. And this is very common. If your listeners try this, you know, this is a whole radio talk show about being positive, so I'm sure this probably isn't new to a lot of your listeners. But I think something that might be new is teaching them, and I don't know that we have enough time, but in the book there are several steps to how to not just identify thoughts that are not serving you, but how to change them in a really practical way.
All right. And unfortunately, Susan, we don't have time for those. We'll have to get to those at another time. If people want to learn more about your book and maybe learn some of those tools that you're talking about, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Oh, the easiest place is the website, which is createyourownluckbook.com.
Createyourownluckbook.com. No spaces, no underscores in that. Susan, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.